As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And welcome into the Bob Pompeiani Show. I am not Bob Pompeiani. I'm not nearly as well dressed. I do not have the announcer, TV guy, radio guy voice that he does, but I am sitting in the radio studio. And happy to talk to you today. I'm Jason Mackey. Good morning. Good Saturday to you. Thank you to Donnie Football. Thank you to Ty Polk producing in there behind the glass. We'll hope to have just as fun of a time without Mr. Pompeiani. I love the format of Bob's show, and I want to maintain that. It's always very listener-driven. Bob has a lot of phone calls each and every Saturday, so we're going to continue that. 412-928-9370. Make sure you air your opinions on Pittsburgh sports. We will get them. We will have a great discussion back and forth. There's a lot going on. As Ty said, it's Paul Skeens Day. Happy Skeens Day to all of you who celebrate. I'll actually be heading down to the ballpark myself after this show. Excited about it. In part of the show, I'm going to be with you from 11 until 1, and then 1 until 3. I guess in a little bit of a different capacity. I feel like the substitute teacher for Pomp between 11 and 1, and then I'm my own person from 1 to 3. We'll offer a little bit more in-depth discussion on Skeens. I want to talk a little bit about the Paul Skeens era, not for any other reason than it's his bobblehead day. Why not? Let's talk a little bit about what we've seen so far. How this should be working with Skeens and the Pirates, the magnitude of what he's done so far. What do you think about any of that? Once again, I want to wrap the first 2 hours of our time together around a lot of calls. In a minute, I'm going to get to a couple prompts, but if you have something on your mind and want to air it, certainly welcome to do that. We are less than a week out from the Steelers and the rest of the NFL, drafting, of course. It's getting more and more interesting, more and more real, at least as far as I'm concerned. Jerry Dulac, one of my coworkers at the Post-Gazette, has a piece out right now essentially connecting dots to the Steelers taking a defensive lineman. And I was pleased to read that this morning. I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's exactly what the Steelers should be doing. Another one of my colleagues at the Post-Gazette, Paul Zeiss, has a column, which he actually referenced me, which I enjoyed, but saying the Steelers are doing the exact right thing with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure I agree with that. I don't think they're doing the right thing with Aaron Rodgers. I was understanding to a point with their patience. My patience has sort of run out. And Paul's argument was that where do they need to hurry up and go, basically? You know, who are they going to turn to at this point? Why do they need to tell Rodgers no? What other direction are they really going to head in? Well, a couple, honestly. One of them could involve the draft. If you don't have Rodgers, if he's out, maybe you want to use that first-round pick differently. Maybe you go with the Jackson Dart, who apparently the Steelers have a first-round grade on. That was also from Jerry's story. Maybe you go with Shedeur Sanders. I don't know. I mean, those options are painted as not so realistic, according to what Jerry Dulac wrote again this morning in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And I don't have a problem with that, but I'd like to know if Aaron Rodgers is in, because I'm going a different direction. Then if the draft breaks in a funky way, I want to have that intel. And the more I think about Rodgers, and I'm not going to get hung up on the Rodgers thing, I swear. It's just it's an interesting inflection point with the team right now. It's sort of crossing with the draft, which is another big discussion point. I just don't understand why the Steelers are going to keep tolerating this. It's not worth it. It's not going to make the team discernibly better. I guess you could take that logic and say that's why you do wait it out. But you have a bridge quarterback. Rodgers is also a bridge quarterback. A better one, potentially, than Mason Rudolph. Potentially. I just don't see it as being worth the hassle. But the draft, writ large, is something I think is going to be a fascinating exercise. It always is. What route the Steelers go. I think if you cobble together their visits, their intentions, where they've spent their time, what's reported, what leaks out, you can sort of get an idea what we're going for here, right? I think so. Again, if we talk about defensive tackles, interior defensive linemen, however you want to phrase it, you know, I'm looking at Derek Harmon from Oregon, Kenneth Grant from Michigan, Walter Nolan from Ole Miss. I'd be stunned at this point if Mason Graham from Michigan, probably the better of their two big boys, is still around. Just doesn't seem that way. Those two were options. Austin Bechtold and I yesterday were talking about at least one mock draft that didn't have a wide receiver going up high. Luther Burton, Matthew Golden, Emeka Ebuka, theoretically could be options there. Do you look running back? I don't in the first round. I would much rather circle back and do that in the third, fourth, or fifth. I wouldn't be opposed, and it seems like the ship has sailed on this from a Steelers standpoint, of getting back into the second round. But they're apparently viewing that second round pick as DK Metcalf, which I can't really disagree with. I like the Metcalf move, not going to argue with it. And if it takes my second round pick to do it, oh well. So, all right. That's where we're going to pivot to some questions. Want to hear your thoughts. What should the Steelers do in the draft? Positionally, who should they stay away from? Should they trade back? Should they jump on a quarterback? Defensive tackle, who do you like among that group? Running backs, any thoughts you might have on the draft? I've got a lot. We'll get through them as we're together today. Secondarily, what should the Steelers do with Aaron Rodgers? Should they continue to wait this out, like my colleague at the Post-Gazette, Paul Zeiss, has argued? Or should they just cut bait? And that was what I wrote. I think somebody here needs to say enough is enough. Aaron, we need to know. We need to know now. We need to know before the draft. If you can't make a decision, I completely understand and respect that, but we need to know, in or out. Where do you stand on it? The Penguins cleaned out their lockers yesterday. When I was filling in on the midday show, I had Matt Venzel on from the Post-Gazette to get some recent intel from up there. It's going to be another long summer for the Pens. Third straight season not making the playoffs. Some minor news, although I didn't expect them to say anything different. Mike Sullivan was asked about his intentions next season, and he said he 100% intends to coach the Pittsburgh Penguins. Boy, that would have been a banger of a news conference if he was standing at the podium and said, "Nope, think I'm out." You know, past 2 years I've been courted by other teams and I brushed them aside. I think this is the year I'm going to listen. You know what? I've also been thinking about working for Geico. That's an option. Maybe getting into retail. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just joking around, but it would have been funny if Sullivan answered that question a different way. Obviously, it would have been news. That being said, what do the Penguins need to do this summer? The Penguins have several areas, several places to circle. For me, that's goaltender, defense, specifically with Erik Karlsson. Obtaining as much salary cap space as possible. I have a column running in tomorrow's Post-Gazette about the links that the Penguins should make to the Capitals or what the Penguins could learn from the Washington Capitals. Talked a little bit about this yesterday, but if you go through their roster and look at how those players were acquired, Kyle Dubas can do the same. You can go throughout the NHL and find a player who's being misused the way Pierre-Luc Dubois was with the Los Angeles Kings. Now, that's a hefty gamble, but you can do it. You know, where a player who was on a compromised contract situation like Jacob Chychrun and swoop in and get him. The Capitals did a really good job of identifying talent, executing smart trades, smart free agent signings. It's just good sports business. So what do the Penguins need to do in your mind? And secondarily, do you have the confidence in Kyle Dubas to do it? I go back and forth on that. I know as the person sitting here, I'm supposed to have all the answers. I don't. Because if I look at Kyle Dubas and the work that he's done so far, there's some good and there's a lot bad, frankly. And Tristan Jarry's extension was a whiff. Bringing in Ryan Graves for what Dubas did was a whiff. Putting together a blockbuster trade for Erik Karlsson was a whiff. Riley Smith, same deal, wasn't a good fit here for whatever reason. And so now we're supposed to just blank slate it and trust that Dubas is going to get every one of these moves moving forward. To say it how Mike Sullivan would, that moving forward, he'd get all of them correct. It's fair to have some doubts. And there's a lot of work for Dubas here. He should theoretically be able to scrounge up some salary cap space. He's done an excellent job accumulating assets, 30 draft picks over the next 3 years, but how do the Penguins spend them? So anyway, my Penguins questions to you. What moves do they need to make? What's your confidence level in Kyle Dubas? Last but not least, let's talk a little baseball. I want to talk again on my portion of the show more about Paul Skenes. For you, where does he rank in the lists of athletes or the list of athletes you've seen in person? We've been lucky. I'm only 41, but I've seen some greatness. If you're 60, if you're 70, you've seen a heck of a lot more than me. Where does he rank for you? I'd honestly be more excited to hear from the younger generation here because the younger generation, yeah, he's probably pretty darn up there. But we've been so blessed, so lucky in this city to see some great athletes. Where does Paul Skenes rank for you? And the last one, Ben Cherington talked yesterday. We'll get into some of that, have some audio to play from his meeting with reporters. One of the things he emphasized was having some patience with the offense. Do you believe it? Do you have any trust whatsoever that the Pirates' offense will turn it around? I do, believe it or not, and I'm going to explain to you why. Might be kind of out of left field. Maybe you think I lost my mind. I don't know, and I don't care. But there's some metrics here. There's some interesting numbers behind what the Pirates are doing at the plate that would tell you not all is lost, that this can change. It's not saying it's great. It's not saying they're where they should be. But I'm just saying there's a case that can be made that the offense is due a turnaround. I want to hear your opinions. Again, in the spirit of the typical Bob Pompeiani show, 412-928-9370. Again, 412-928-9370. I am Jason Mackey, in for Bob until 1. I'm going to stick here from 1 to 3 as well and host my own show. Thanks so much for finding us on this beautiful Saturday, a Skenes Day here in Pittsburgh. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls when we come back on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Bob Pompeiani Show. Bob is out on vacation this week. I'm Jason Mackey filling in for him until 1 o'clock. I'll have my own show from 1 to 3, but thanks so much for finding us, keeping the tradition alive. A lot of your calls, airing your opinions here on 93.7 The Fan. We'll get to those in just one second. First, I want to tell you that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, let's hit those phone lines. George in Ligonier has been waiting patiently. Thanks so much, George. I appreciate it. You're on The Fan. What's on your mind?
Morning.
Morning.
The Aaron Rodgers thing. If they play with them, they'll get 1 year, maybe a playoff win, maybe, and then they'll be right back where they were at the start of this year, looking for a quarterback. So they should just go ahead and ride with what they got and then look for the quarterback next year. I think Mason will do fine.
I do too, George. How would you handle the – I mean, I'm sure you either read the comments or watched it of Aaron Rodgers on McAfee. What would you tell Aaron at this point? Just say, hey, man, we're out. Thanks, but no thanks?
Yeah, go ahead and enjoy retirement.
Yeah. Man, it looks like that's where his head was at, that's for sure.
Yeah, his head and I think his heart. So, you know, he doesn't want to babysit, so to speak, other players and all that. Yeah, I think they should just go ahead and go with what they have and move on.
I agree with you, George. Thanks so much for the call, man. Appreciate it. You know, George brings up a really good point I'm going to riff on just for a second here, and then we'll get to Dave in North Strabane. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers coming in here and being a potential mentor to somebody else, right? Like, that's the definition of a bridge quarterback. I don't dislike Aaron Rodgers as a person. I think some of this stuff kind of gets overcooked in the media too, but how much of a mentor do we really think he's going to be? Like, if they draft Shedeur Sanders, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will do some things to help, but I mean, I don't see him as like the veteran quarterback whisperer to the young guy, especially if he commits to playing for a team. Like, if his head gets there and he's all in and whatever, and maybe he thinks there's more, I don't know, money to be made, prestige to be gained or whatever, do we really think he's going to be that much of a mentor? Is he going to be kind of territorial and standoffish and want this spotlight for himself? I don't know. That's just a way the thinking sometimes breaks down for me when we talk about Aaron Rodgers being a bridge option. If you can say, look, Aaron Rodgers is the best option they have to get the ball to a pretty good list of wide receivers, as long as you can protect him and have a running game, I can go with you there. And if he's going to play for $10 million, whatever, pretty good bargain. But there's just been some flaws in the logic here. All right, let's go to Dave in North Strabane, hear from him more than me. Dave, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. I want to congratulate you on your article last year where you totally ripped into nutting. Okay, you said that in the 17 years he's owned the team, only Miami is lower in payroll. He has destroyed the Pirates. This is not the Pittsburgh Pirates I grew up with. This is Bob Nutting's Pirates. And I absolutely hate him, and I can't wait to get rid of him, one way or the other. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Dave. I appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I can take that a different direction. Because, I mean, we can sit here and hammer home the idea of people being frustrated with Bob Nutting, and I hear about that on a daily basis, and I'm not going to tell you how to feel anyway. I mean, within reason, you know, feel how you want. This isn't a defense. This is just reality. The Pirates can win without having an exorbitant major league payroll, spending on major league players, I should say. And we're seeing an example this weekend of teams that do it. Now, maybe that's all the more reason to get upset about how this ownership regime has handled itself, and that's completely fair. Because you say, look, we've stuck this out for a long, long time with no changes. We've tried to emulate small market teams, and we failed at that. And if you're mad about that, I don't begrudge you one bit. All I'm saying is that it is possible to win Major League Baseball without spending a ton of money. And there are certain precepts that need to inform your thinking or guide your way of doing things. And the Cleveland Guardians, the opponent at PNC Park this afternoon, do those very well. They identify pitching. They bring up pitching. When they lose pitching, they're able to backfill very well. Same thing on the position player side. You know, they do a very good job of obtaining talent internationally. They've drafted well. Their development system is solid. They generally have a you know, identifiable or sturdy team concept. You know, they're not going to outslug teams, but they're fundamentally sound. They've also built really, really good bullpens, which is something you can do in baseball on the cheap. And the Pirates have not done that well enough. They haven't done any of those things well enough. So, I mean, you can get mad at Bob Nutting, and that's totally fair. That would be a horrible way to make a living if I'm going to, you know, sit here as a media member and not give honest criticism or say that, like, he's done a great job. Objectively, he is not. And I think that was the point I made in the article that the caller was referencing. objectively, like take money and context out of it. It just hasn't been enough winning. There hasn't been nearly enough winning. You can look at other small market teams in the time that Bob has owned the Pirates, and there's the Guardians, the Rays, the A's, and I don't have this research in front of me. I should pull it up during the break. But they've accumulated something like 13 division titles in the span that the Pirates don't have won. I forget how many playoff appearances. Again, I'm going from memory, but it is possible to do those things. The Pirates just simply haven't done it. So anyway, I get the point. We'll move on to some more calls here in a minute. First, I want to tell you the fan text line. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And again, just an outline, keeping true with the Bob Pompeiani show format. Your calls from 11 to 1. I'll be here until 3. Some of the ones that I suggested, you're obviously free to weigh in on your own, but what should the Steelers do in the NFL draft? What should they do about Aaron Rodgers? When you look at the Penguins, what sort of needs do they have this summer? What moves would you like to see them make? And do you have confidence in Penguins president of hockey operations, Kyle Dubas, to make those moves? Baseball-wise, I was asking about Paul Skenes. Where does he rank in the list of athletes that you've seen? And as far as Ben Cherington talking yesterday, talking about the Pirates' offense, preaching patience, saying they believe that they're going to turn it around, do you believe that? What do you think about their offense so far? Let's go back out to the phones. Mike in Elizabeth Township wants to weigh in. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Jason, I misunderstood. I thought you wanted to talk about Skenes and compare, if I ever saw anybody compared to Skenes.
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want, man. This is like a by request show. Whatever you want to talk about.
All right, well, in the early to mid-60s, I at Forbes Field, I saw Sandy Koufax and Drysdale and Gibson.
Man.
Koufax was the best. I had all their autographs. Naturally, they all got lost, but Skenes got to go.
Koufax, Bob Gibson, and Don Drysdale's autographs, and you lost them?
Clemente's, Stargell's, I had them all.
Mike.
On a little white. Hey, man, I'm 73. I think my mother threw them away. I don't know.
I know. I'm just giving you crap.
That's cool. No, I know. But serious. But Koufax, he was something else. 100 miles an hour, and he had the biggest curveball that I've ever seen. So that's my comments on that.
I dig it. What do you think Koufax could do against today's hitters?
He'd strike him out.
Yeah.
Because of the curveball. The curveball was exceptional. I'm sure you could look and see. It was a big old sweeping thing.
Yeah.
And also, one other thing I saw, I think it was in the mid-60s, the Pirates beat Koufax and Drysdale in the same doubleheader.
Get out. In the mid-60s?
Yeah. In mid-60s, yes, sir.
All right, you're going to give me a research project for a break here. We'll see if I can and find it.
It was like 64, 65. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But
that's all right. I can look at Sandy's game log and see how many times he's faced the Pirates and then narrow that down for there being a doubleheader. So it was Koufax, and who was the other one?
Don Drysdale.
Drysdale, that's right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm writing that down.
They used to let us at Forbes Field come right down to the railing, and the players would all come over and just sign.
Yeah.
Pirates, it was really nice. It was really a nice experience.
Cool deal, man. Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. So, Paul Skenes, compare him to Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale, Bob Gibson. I won't argue with that. I mean, that's it's pretty cool. Mike is making me jealous. I wish I could have seen that. I'm 41, obviously not old enough to do it, but a lifelong baseball nut, and I would just that would feel like the coolest thing in the world. All right, let's go to Brad in Brookline. Let's talk about something. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's going on? I was just curious to your reasoning, your thinking behind your season prediction of the Pirates winning 85 games when they made no improvements to the roster.
Yeah, I momentarily lost my mind, Brad. No, my reasoning. No, my reasoning is that I think they can win that way, and I think they still could win 84 games. My reasoning behind it is starting pitching, which we've seen, a potentially good bullpen, which we've seen, better fundamentals, which we haven't seen, and there's really no excuse for them not improving, and I think the offense being good enough. which I do think if you look at some of their underlying metrics, you can make a case for it. So I know you disagree with me, and that's okay, but that was my thinking behind it.
Fair enough.
Anything else, Brad? How many do you think they're gonna win?
Oh, I'd be surprised if they get that, probably the last year's total, maybe a game or two over.
Okay.
The pitching's not sustainable. That's not going to keep up. You think about guys like Falter and what's his name? I'm drawing a blank. They second half imploded last year. It's just the starting pitching's not sustainable.
Okay.
Besides scheme.
Yeah. All right, Brad. Appreciate it.
I'm not a big fan of Keller. I just not am. Never was.
Okay. Hey, you're
have a good day.
You too, man. You're entitled to your opinion. No doubt. I mean, the reality with the Pirates is it's going to be there until they change it. People are going to have their doubts until they give you a reason to believe. And they haven't done that. This regime hasn't done it. So, I don't know. Maybe I need to articulate myself better in some ways. But, you know, me saying it's possible for it to happen is not saying it's going to happen. That being said, I don't see why this team should be better. Last year's team should be better. If you look at last year's team, objectively, it wins 78 games, 76 games. I think 76 games. I always mix the two up in my head. I'm not going to look it up while I'm talking. Either way, it wasn't good enough. Yeah, 76. You got a 10-game losing streak where they had poor bullpen performance. The offense did them no favors. The manager did not do a good job in late-game pitching decisions, and their fundamentals stunk. If you could correct those things, that doesn't happen. If you correct those things over the balance of a season, that doesn't happen. If you go from 76 to 84, that's an 8-win improvement, which I could look at their season and say, there's 8 games in there that they lost that they should have won for a variety of reasons. Bad fundamentals, bad managing, bad execution, all that stuff. If they won 84 games last year, didn't make the playoffs, didn't do a lot in the offseason, I don't think the anger exists that exists now, which is completely valid. I'm not saying anybody is wrong for feeling upset about it. What I'm saying is that why they have struggled is correctable. They should be able to make routine plays. They should be able to have a bullpen that performs better than the one did last year. Shoot, we've seen it since April 7th. They have the lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. Again, not a low sample size, but it is still possible. All right, let's get back to the phones. I don't want to be giving too long of a sermon here. Brad in Gibsonia, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Hey, haven't called in before, but I did kind of want to piggyback on all the Pirate talk, and I'm curious what your opinion is as to why in the world, with the report earlier this week that Bob Nutting was furious about, you know, where things stood and so on and so forth, why they are so adverse to actually making some changes. And not just that, but like things like the players bringing, you know, pushing guys down, bringing guys up. I know they don't have a lot of options, but why aren't they experimenting with other players?
Brad, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't understand what you're asking. Like, do you mean like why are they so patient running it out with the guys they have now?
Yeah, why is Sawinski there?
He's
inherently awful. And, you know, if Nutting, forget spending, if Nutting wants to rest on his laurels and you know, continue to just spend as minimal as he can, that's one thing. But why aren't you at least trying other players?
Okay.
Why stick with that?
I got you. Thank you for clarifying. Again, I wasn't trying to be a jerk or cause a fight. I just didn't understand what you were asking.
No.
I don't have a good answer for Sawinski. I think they're botching this. I don't like the way they're handling it at all. I mean, he needs to play every day, and he shouldn't be playing up here right now. I thought the Cincinnati series.
I don't doubt that he's a good guy and everything, but I'm just saying, you know, they keep losing, and you know, now's the time to actually experiment if you're going to do anything. I mean, with Chandler eventually coming up, which will be great. Hopefully he's great when he comes up here, but they're going to be wasting pitching talent when you have a guy hitting below 200. being trot out there every day. And I don't think that the manager, you know, is making great decisions either. I think that that could be a welcome change, but you can't pin it all on him when the players have to do their job.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Brad. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I want to tie up one loose end that he brought up at the beginning of the call about Bob Nutting and his patience. And I guess I don't have a great answer for you other than to say that I think one of the many reasons people can and do critique Bob Nutting is that he waits too long and that he shows too much loyalty to people. And I think he's done that here. I think he keeps believing and keeps thinking that this is going to get better. He's probably being told that, you know, this is how the sample size is going to even out. I don't think it's because you can certainly criticize him for being cheap. I'm not defending that, but I don't think it's because he's afraid to pay Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington to not work. He paid Clint Hurdle and Neil Huntington a lot of money to not work. It was less than he would have to pay right now. You might disagree with me there, and that's fine. I think it's more believing that they're close to getting there or wanting to believe this or that being the path of least resistance and maybe being fooled into thinking that there's progress being made. I think you and I probably look at this and have some doubts about it, certainly. But if I'm answering the question from what I think Bob thinks, that's the answer. All right, let's take one more call, and I have to get to a break. The rest of you, please hang on if you want to air your opinions. I do have to, again, get to a commercial break, but let's go to Brad and Punxsutawney. You're on the Fan. What's up, Brad?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My comparisons to people I've watched with Skeens, Clemente Stargell, Gretzky, Lemieux.
You're naming like every elite athlete ever, Brad. Come on.
Those are the five that I got to see and would compare them to. And we're actually on our way down to the game today. It's our first time we've ever seen Skeens pitch. So, you know, we're kind of excited. But like I said, those would probably be the most. And I'd probably throw Jack Lambert in there, too. That'd be another good name to throw in with him.
So Clemente, Lemieux, Gretzky, Lambert. Who did I miss?
Stargell.
Stargell. Did you have one more?
And I think that might have been it.
Okay. All right. When are you getting in, Brad? When will you get to the park?
We're going to get there early. We're almost to the city now. We're going to eat lunch and then, you know, try to get in early. And because I think there's only 20,000 of those bobbleheads, and I think everybody in the world will come down to one game.
Yeah, you got to get your bobblehead. When you get in there, do yourself a favor. Go out in the outfield and watch Skeens warm up. He'll start about 45 minutes before first pitch. It's a real experience if you can pull it off. It's fun.
Well, thank you. My wife and I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to come back. Got to take second break of the hour. Come back with more of your calls. A lot of you on the line want to weigh in on the Penguins, who Paul Skeens reminds you of, makes you think of, some talk about Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton, all of that and more. Jason Mackey filling in for Bob Pompiani on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back to the Bob Pompiani Show. Jason Mackey filling in for Pomp. I was busy in the break trying to find something a caller referenced. A Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale doubleheader at Forbes Field at some point in the 60s. Mike from Elizabeth Township suggested it. I stopped on 1961. That's where I'm at right now. And I see September 26th and September 27th. There was a doubleheader, but they were different days. There was a doubleheader on Tuesday, and Koufax pitched. I'm getting tripped up in my notes here. That's right. Drysdale pitched the second game of the doubleheader, and then Koufax pitched the next day, September 27th. Now, the Pirates did win both games. I'll see if there's another one, though. I'm going to keep going, but as of now, that doesn't exactly match what Mike was talking about. It might have also just been maybe he had some brain fog. I don't know. All right, Lou on Neville Island, some Penguins talk. What's up, Lou?
If they can't put a playoff team together next year with the top six that they have, then Dubas and $25 million in cap space, Dubas needs to find a new job. I would add one top six, and then you're going to have a third line of McCrory, Novak, Tomasino, Imano's going to be in your fourth line. You're going to add one fourth liner. You're going to add a top pair left side defense in case you can't trade Carlson to pair with him, who is purely defense. You've got to go with the goalies you have, more or less, because you're not going to sign a free agent to a long-term deal, because if Muroshov is not late next season your starting goalie, then he's probably not the prospect you thought he was. He should be arriving late next year. He will win the first playoff series since 2017 for the Pittsburgh Penguins next year.
All right. I like it, Lou. I like almost all of your plan except keeping Carlson. If they could find a destination for him, that would be great. But I like a lot of what you were saying.
I'm all for trading him, but in the event you can't, then you know you need somebody who's got some size, who can clear the crease, and who can play defense. And if you do move him, then he can just play with Letang. And then I think the rest of the defense will fill out okay. You might need a third pair right side who can with some jam, but I think Brinicky has a legit shot of being on the team next year from what we're hearing. So yep, that would be interesting too. So and here's the thing real quick. You're not giving up on the youth. You're not rushing any young players. You're not sacrificing draft picks. These are free agents. So I'm sick of the media in this town saying you can't win next year, you can't rush the movement. No, you can. You can get some free agents, spend your money, and you still have all these draft picks coming. Pair Carlson with a second or a third, retain $5 million, and get him the hell out of town. Thank you.
Wow. Lou was angry, man. He came up firing. Normally you get like a, hey, thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon. What's going on? How are you? How's your day? Lou just came in hot. And the media in this town, he's sick of the media in this town. I love to blame the media people. That's great. I've actually been saying, and I think I said earlier in the show, I know I've written it, I know I've said it on other shows, I don't think it should take the Penguins that long. I think they should be competitive next year, but Yeah, stupid media in this town. All right, Jason in Uniontown, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you?
First of all, the Penguins will be just fine. All they got to do is try to get rid of Carlson, bring a couple other pieces in, bring some guys up from down at Wilkes. The Pirates is the big main concern. Not worried about the Penguins. Bob Nutty means to sell a guy to Thorne team. He's not spending money on free agents. He's the worst manager owner in baseball. They just need to fire everybody. That's the bottom line. Today's my birthday. I had a chance to go see Paul Skeens or go to the Pirate game. I'm not going to waste my time. He doesn't want to spend money on the team. People don't need to go to games. It's just it. It's the bottom line. Thank you. Have a
all
good
man.
Day.
Have a good day. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Don't get hit by a car. I would say that in perpetuity. If you don't agree with something, don't go. People email me a lot, Post Gazette email address, saying like they're not going to go to games or they're not going to contribute. Okay, don't. Like if I had a bad meal at a restaurant, I wouldn't go back to the restaurant. If I didn't like supporting a certain business, I wouldn't support it. I don't go around feeling the need to email people about it, but if you do, all right. If you don't agree, don't patronize. That's true everywhere. All right, Anthony in Oakland wants to talk about this Koufax and Drysdale doubleheader. Hopefully you have a clue for me, man. What's up?
Oh, I have better than a clue. I was there.
All right.
It was September 1st, 1965. It was a 10:30 starting time because that's on holidays. They would start the doubleheaders at 10:30 in the morning. So, yeah, it's true. They beat Koufax and Drysdale in a doubleheader.
I love it,
saw
man.
The game.
What do you remember from that game?
Just that it was Koufax and Drysdale. I don't remember all the intricacies. I was 10 years old, but I used to do my paper route, and then I would go to baseball games. So, but I do remember Koufax and Drysdale being Clemente had a big game, one of those games. I just kind of foggy for every inning by inning, but I do remember that. Let me say this. I think they were both 1-0 too.
All right, I'm pulling it up as you're talking, Anthony. I got 3-2 and 2-1.
Yeah, I knew it was something. It was close to that.
Yep.
Hey, let me say this. The Pirate problem is David Tepper should have, when he was part of the Steeler Foundation, he should have bought the Pirates instead of the Carolina Panthers because that's what you need. You need a guy who's a multi-billionaire who wants to be competitive with the other owners instead of what we have. We have a facade as an owner who looks at it the bottom line, and you don't get into sports if you're looking at the bottom line. You look at that to have on your mantelpiece that you were the owner of a team that won a World Series. It doesn't matter how much it costs, and we're strapped with that, and that's why we're going to be a loser until it's sold.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Yeah, so Anthony helped us, number one, September 1st, 1965, going through this. This is fun. I like stuff like this. 10 2/3 innings for Koufax, 8 hits, 3 runs earned, 10 strikeouts. To the other point about ownership, I mean, I understand. I don't know what more anybody is looking for me to say or that we should say or whatever. Like, it hasn't been good enough. It's also not exclusively tied to dollars. And I'm not saying that the Pirates will be the Guardians or the Rays, but there's nothing preventing them from being the Guardians or the Rays or other small market teams that have success. That's why you see the Pirates building out an analytics department and focusing on the things that they're focusing on. Have they done a good enough job of that? No, they haven't. They haven't drafted and developed well enough. And anybody who wants to feel bad or feel upset about it or criticize, go ahead. I'm just going to stand here and nod because they haven't. But it's not all about money, and you know that. That's also not an excuse. All right, Joe in Verona, let's talk about the Pirates, Charrington, and Derek Shelton. What's up, Joe?
Happy Easter.
You too,
Jason.
Sir.
Hey, listen, this is going to be funny. I was there too, and it was a twi-night doubleheader, and I'll describe the last game. Koufax was, we won the first game 2-1. Koufax, Stargell come up. We had a run in. It was 2-1. We were losing. He hits a triple. And after he hits a triple, the next guy hits a sacrifice fly. We won the second game 3-2, but it was a twilight doubleheader. and I know that for sure. I was 19, and I thought it was in 63, but you say 65. That's
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.